Well, Dr. Flack, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome, Aaron. Nice to be with you.
Last night's school board meeting, first thing I wanted to talk about was the discussion that was had with insurance rep Lloyd Schaffenbuehl about the Affordable Care Act and how future implementations, parts of the implementations of that law will impact the district. And essentially what I got out of it last night is that it is very complicated and kind of fluid too. There's some things that you guys know that the district will have to implement as it goes along, and of course it could all change in November too, but as Mr. Schaffenbuehl said, their idea is just go with full steam ahead with what you have to implement and worry about any changes that occur as they occur.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't think the major changes, if in fact they do become law and implemented even after the election, I don't think the major changes to the district will come until about 2014. However, that's the next school year, because our school year, of course, is on a 2013-14 calendar as opposed to a strict calendar year. So we will have to talk about how we might have to implement some of the requirements, you know, starting this fall and winter in preparation for the 2013-14 school year. It's really hard for us to predict or even understand some of the implications of the law. I think there are some potential implications for some of our support staff who have family insurance and the premiums that they're expected to pay for that additional coverage. I think there are some potential implications for insurance packages for members of the administrative team and penalties that might be imposed against the district because the differences in plans. But as you said, and as we learned last night, it's even though we need to start preparing, it's a little difficult at this time to know exactly what the implications for the school district will be.
Moving on to a different discussion last night, to the school board kind of tried to nail down some of the final parts of the code of conduct policy, get that approved at the next school board meeting, which would be the first meeting in August. It seems like the very main tenets of the proposal, though, were agreed upon last night in terms of the five strike program, per se, five chance program.
I think it's probably a little early to get too worried about this. Really, there aren't going to be a lot of changes to the code of conduct. Yes, we're looking at more of a five-step process as opposed to just three strikes and you're done, which I think provides a little more opportunities for students to maintain their involvement in school activities. And it's very important for students to maintain their participation because numerous studies have shown that students who are active in school activities are more successful students. And we're not just talking about athletics either. We're talking about music, drill team, cheerleading, drama, all those opportunities that students have to participate. I really don't think that once the policy is finally approved by the board, which should occur the first meeting in August, I don't think there'll be a lot of major changes. We'll have an opportunity to get information out to parents, schedule meetings if parents are interested to learn about some of those changes.
And the biggest tenets that you consider a violation really aren't changing in themselves. Tobacco and alcohol use that's still a violation, and that's the main concern of all of this. It's just the way that they're structured.
Yeah, you know, we had some issues with the policy in the past. Maybe some of the language wasn't consistent. Maybe there were some ambiguities that were a little more difficult to enforce. So we're trying to clean it up. There are always going to be questions. There are always going to be issues come up that maybe require a little special attention or don't fit into a niche, so to speak. But the changes that we're talking about, I think, will do a lot to clean up the policy and make it a little more consistent.
As we get into the middle of summer here, obviously a lot of the Knoxville school kids will be involved in the county fair in this upcoming week. And then after that, it's kind of downward slide into the school year and all the fall activities starting up as well. Is there any important dates or anything that people should remember?
Student registration is coming up the first Monday of August. I think that's the 6th. Classes start the 20th. So, and as you said, once we get the county fair out of the way, and especially when we start looking at the Knoxville Nationals and the state fair, we're really close to the beginning of the school year. And I do believe that after the county fair, once you get through the month of July, most people are ready for the school year to begin again. You know, we've got band camps, football camps, volleyball camps, basketball camps, cheerleading camps, you know, all those things that go on late in the summer. You know, the high school is used most of the summer anyway because we've got driver's education. So while a lot of people are on vacation, we're still very active. And of course, with the construction going on, that's just more evidence of the activity that goes on at the school.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I just would like to say that the initial stages of the construction of the auditorium seem to be going very well. There's a lot of activity. Soil has been removed and replaced. They're going to start footings probably within the next week or so, so they're making great progress. And of course, even though we could really use some rain, you know, the dry weather has contributed, I think, to the progress that they're making.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fleck.
Thanks, Aaron.